Alter Rebbe says that in order to reveal the Yiras Hashem that every Jew has within their heart, he has to contemplate the fact that God hears and sees all that is happening. As he quotes from the Mishnah. Tishrei Shir for the 22nd day of Nisan. Gam ki ein leidmus haguf. And although we say that God is the eye that sees and the ear that hears, but God has no body, no physical form. So what do we mean that he sees and he hears? Hare adirabir. So the truth is that this argument really proves the opposite. Because he is not a body and he doesn't see with an eye and he doesn't hear with an ear, therefore, hakil goli viyadu alefanov, everything is revealed and known to him, b'yeses eis le'ein ketz m'yesa ayin shmiyesa eis n'alderach mashal. He therefore sees and knows much more than is seen and known through an eye or an ear. Derach mashal k'may odom hayideyo margish bi'atzmei, as for example, a person who knows and feels within himself, kol masha naseh v'nifal bi'echad mekol r'machi vodav. He is conscious of all that happens to him in all his 248 limbs. K'mei kei rechein, as for example, heat and cold. That if the body experiences heat and cold, the person is conscious of it. V'afilu chem shebitzipar niraglov, and even the heat of the fingernails, of the toenails, al derech moshul im nichva be'er, if, for example, they are scorched by the fire. So the pain or the heat of the toenails is felt in the mind, because a person is conscious of all that is happening to him. So it's not that he sees what's happening with his foot. He doesn't see it with an eye, and he doesn't know it by hearing it with his ear. He senses it instinctively, because it is part of him. The person is also conscious not only of the events occurring to the limb, but he is conscious of the limbs themselves. And all influences, how the limbs influence the person, all of this is conscious, is known to the person in his mind. And it is this kind of awareness and this kind of knowledge, al derech moshul yedei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the same way God knows kol hanifal b'chol hanivroyim elyein v'tachtein. God is conscious and aware of all that happens in the lower, in all of creation, both the higher and the lower. How does he know? Not by observing with an eye or listening with an ear, but lihiyes kula mushpoyim imenu yizbarech, since all existence flows from him, from God, kameshekosuv kimimcho hakel, as it says that from God comes all things. Therefore, God is aware and conscious of all events. Zeshenemar, and that's what we say in the davening on Rosh Hashanah, v'gam kol hayitzur le'nikhad mimecha. That all of existence, no creature is hidden from you. And as the Rambam writes, the Hiskimo lezechach mehakabbalah, and the scholars of Kabbalah also agree with the Rambam, k'meshekosav haramak bepardes, as for example, the Meshekar Deveru, the Ramak writes in Pardes, shebiyedias atzmei kiviyochol yedeya kol hanivroyim, that in God's knowing himself, he knows all of creation, because they are nimtzoyim me'amitas himotzei, since they all exist from his existence, as a result of his existence, he therefore knows them by knowing himself. Zak shemoshol ze eini elo l'sachich ha'ezen. The analogy, the comparison of how a person knows himself, how the soul experiences its body, comparing that to how God knows the events of creation, is only to satisfy the ear. Aval be'emes ein hamoshel de'mel nimshel klal. But having served its purpose, this analogy, the truth is that they're really not comparable at all. Ki nefesh ha'odom afilu ha'sichlis v'holikis. Because in the case of the soul and the body, the soul, even the godly soul, certainly the intelligent part of, this, of the animal soul, he mispa'eles mime'ere ha'guv v'tzarei, that the neshama, the soul, is affected and almost determined by the experiences of the body and the pain of the body. The reason that the soul is so affected by the body is because it is clothed within the body, and so it is dependent on the experiences of the body. The experiences of the body become its experience. But in the case of God being conscious and aware of all the events of creation, within creation, it doesn't mean that he is affected by those events. God is not affected by the events of the world and not by the existence of the world itself. Because none of it, none of the events or the existence of the world itself causes any change in God. In order to understand this well, in our intelligence, the authors of the Kabbalah, which is called Chachmei HaEmes, have already explained this at length in their writings, how it is that God is at the same time aware and conscious of all that happens, and yet at the same time unaffected by any of it. This has already been explained at length in Kabbalah. Ach, kol Yisrael maminim b'nei maminim. But for our purposes here, all Jews are believers, the descendants of believers. Faith comes naturally to us, belishum chkira seichel anushi, without need for any human validation or proof. The amen, and we say in the davening every morning, atahu atchelo nivra ha'ilom, you are who you are before the world was created, and you are the same and unchanged after the world was created. Kenal perikhof, as was explained earlier in chapter 20. And there was an explanation as to why God remains unaffected by creation, by the existence of the world. And even so, the Rebbe is saying that we take it on faith. So the Rebbe Shlita explains that all that is humanly possible for a person to understand, he must try to understand. Beyond that, Emunah takes over and he accepts it on faith. In the Hayem Yom for the 22nd of Nisan, Chav Beis Nisan, which is Achren Shel Pesach, that B'Yom Mehadrim L'Kaddish Achakach Mespalim Tzilas HaMincha V'Achazeh Sudas Yamtiv, that we take care, we make sure that the order of Yamtiv is that first we make Kiddush, then we daven Mincha, and after that, eat the Yom Tov meal. The Baal Shem Tov, Hoya Eichel Gimel Sudeis B'Achan Shel Pesach. The Baal Shem Tov used to have three meals on Achan Shel Pesach. There were Sudas Achan Shel Pesach, Hoysa Nikras, Eitzel HaBaal Shem Tov Mashiach Sudah. The meal that was unique to Achan Shel Pesach, the Baal Shem Tov used to call it Mashiach Sudah. Achan Shel Pesach is Mashiach Sudah, while Achan Shel Pesach is Meir Gili Ha'oras HaMashiach. The reason that this meal is called Mashiach Sudah is because on the day of Achan Shel Pesach, there is a Gili, the light of Mashiach shines. Bishnas Tofei Samach Vav, in the year 1906, Hischil HaSeder Asher Tamidei, Tem Chet Mimim Yechlu Yachad B'Chag HaPesach B'Hechol HaLimud. The new procedure was adopted in 1906 that the students of the yeshiva, Tam Chetanin and Lubavitch, ate their meals together in the yeshiva. The Hoya Oz Shai Talmidim V'Chai Shulchanes. There was at that time 310 students who were seated at 18 tables. Sudas Achan Shel Pesach Ochal Amor B'Yachad Ima Talmidim. the meal of Achron Shel Pesach, the Rebbe Rashab would eat together with the students of the yeshiva. The tziva loses l'chol talmid dalit cases. And on Achron Shel Pesach, the Rebbe Rashab said that every student should get 4 dalit cases, drink dalit cases. The Omar Oz, and he declared then, as thus is Mashiach Sudan. This is Mashiach Sudan.